The following podcast has been produced by WIRX Radio for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical, legal, or professional advice and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this company, our promotional sponsors, or advertisers.
Rock 107 WIRX, welcome to the WIRX podcast. We got the full crew here. We got Jeremy. Mm-hmm. We got Rick. We got Rick's daughter, Allison.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. We'll chat with you later. See if you keep your dad in line enough. So we got to watch out for. And joining us this week, we have Wade. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, whatever it
good
is.
Good morning.
I always lose track. If you're listening at a later time, good evening to you. All right. Well, let's get to it. Rick, maybe do you want to talk about you were just out at a meeting the other day, and then we're going to cover some topics with Wade here.
Yeah.
But just tell everyone where you were just at on this next step in the journey of Michigan and where we're at right now.
Well, I went to Eau Claire's town meeting, and this is the second one I've been to far as trying to put a actual festival together in Eau Claire.
Yeah.
And gotten a lot of public response in favor of it. And then
Similar to what we did in Bangor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really aiming for that very similar premise, super charged informational mm-hmm. festival mm-hmm. that is super family oriented, which the one in Bangor being cannabis oriented, we couldn't really emphasize on the family premise so much. It was there, but we couldn't emphasize on it. With this one, we can really emphasize. We could have a few more, a disc golf tournament, whatever. We could do many different festival
activities.
Things
yeah.
for the families and kids.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, and I think with that, then people can come out again learning more about CBD, get our pamphlets from BC Hempco, get the information from all the other, there's a lot of pop-up businesses mm-hmm. with this. And then you can collectively take all that in and then really get your true perspective.
So going back what you said before, you said you were at Eau Claire and the majority of the people were for it.
Yeah.
Now, where do you get that from? Is that like a vote? Is that the people that show up like physically
or is it just
a feeling?
My response online for the most part
with
people on Facebook and stuff. And then everywhere I go, if somebody's like, oh man, what's up with that festival?
Yeah.
So people have been talking on it heavily.
And so the city of Eau Claire, if they decide, okay, do they decide, hey, we're going to do this festival or we'll allow it? Or is it a vote?
It's an allow thing. So, there's a lot of things. With hemp, we can do whatever we want, really. There's no holds bar kind of thing
mm-hmm,
on it.
Mm-hmm.
But asking a township, a village, a council for permission is the right step to take to do it the right way moving it forward. If they take this premise, because again, like the Bangor one, I don't want any money. I want all that money to go to Eau Claire Village and better their scenario.
Yeah.
And then by them seeing that, that's just going to move them further up.
That's...
And we did talk about a dispensary in Eau Claire last night as well.
Oh, so awesome.
I'm not done boxing that.
Well, and luckily with the success of the one that we had, the 420 Fest in Bangor, that is such a great shining example of what you're trying to accomplish, what you can accomplish in moving forward with these festivals. And I know everyone's going to be different, but still kind of the same in a sense of the educational side of it.
Yeah.
And getting people together on a common ground, whether they're new to it or they have been around it their whole lives.
Well, it's the communal thing, too.
Yeah.
So what we lack in a lot of these small towns is our communal gatherings that we once had. People get excited about a few things that happen in the summer in the towns, whether it be a pickle festival, apple festival, but we're not communal anymore. Everybody's locked up in their house online. Oh, I know you. I don't know how many people I get that says, hey, man, Rick, how you been? I know you. But I don't know you, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know me on Facebook.
Yeah.
But we've never really had interaction.
Yeah.
And I want more of that.
Yeah, so actually face-to-face in the community out there.
Our town's going to thrive much better that way, and our small businesses will too, because when you bring Joe Farmer out and he brings his trailer of goods, he meets with Susie and Bill and Jim, and before you know it, there's networking and in prosperity and thought.
Face-to-face networking, not social media networking, which is great. Well, I'm excited to see what comes of that, and hopefully we'll have some more news on an actual festival or what we get hammered down. Yeah. Obviously, you're out there doing your pound of the pavement, kind of that grassroots campaign, and I think that's great, man. So good job. And you didn't get kicked out of that one, right?
No, not that one.
He was explaining last one.
Keep me away from the governor.
That's right, the governor. That's the governor. That's right. If I become governor...
I'm in.
You're in, buddy.
All right.
I'll get your own little office right there in the corner.
Smoke.
That's right. Of course. That is a smoking allowed Oval Office. Yeah, right there you go.
It's better to be oval too because I'd never find the corner anyway. So.
Guys, I'm stuck. Just follow the wall to the door. Rick, you'll be fine. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Rick. As always, we appreciate it. Now let's meet Wade here. Introduce yourself, Wade. You are dressed quite nicely compared to the rest of us in here. So I feel like you're an important fella.
Well, I'm not necessarily.
What do you do?
I'm an attorney.
You're an attorney. Oh, okay.
Nice. I'm working with BC Hemp Company.
Very nice. So in with BC Hemp Co., what made you want to get involved?
Well, I've been involved for some time. The product is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And as Rick was just saying, it's personal now. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with people on a personal level. It hasn't grown into a mass market where you'll lose some of that. And that's part of the excitement of being involved at this stage.
Yeah, the early stages. Yeah, we're not at Coca-Cola or PepsiCo at this point. It's not the great value brand. It's people getting together, sharing a common interest and a common voice in a positive way, which is fantastic. Obviously, guys like Jeremy and your amazing crew that we've been fortunate enough to meet, and Rick and everyone that he's involved with. And now Wade, obviously, there is legal sides to all of this. There is a lot of, I'm sure, red tape and yellow tape and blue tape and all sorts of tape that you have been now kind of navigating through.
Well, that's one of the greatest things. I've been an attorney for some time. Our firm, Aarons & Callahan, that's our law firm. But to me, since the hemp bill the farm bill passed in 2018, that's just the first step.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Wild West out there.
Yeah.
And the law is going to develop everywhere.
Yep.
You know, now each state will formulate their own laws. Each municipality will have their own take on everything.
Yeah.
And it's fun to be part of that process. The FDA is going to have to create regulations for food safety.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So all that will develop, and it's fun to be a part of that. But again, it's fun, most fun to work with the people.
Yeah.
It's a good stage to be engaged in for myself personally.
Yeah, absolutely. And most times lawyers aren't as nice as this guy.
First time meeting him, I like the guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's all right. Well, very cool. So now, moving forward with BC Hemp Co. and what they're trying to do and where they're at, because obviously still growing. I know you guys just got approved. I mean, not that terribly long ago, when you really look at it.
It was April 22nd.
So there you go. So in its infancy, what are some things maybe you want to, because we've had fun, we've talked about the different products that are out there, we've talked about what people are doing, you know, what the state is doing, a little bit of pushback here, growing in certain areas. On your side of it, which I guess I don't even know where to start. Where would you start us off at with what you're kind of dealing with at this point when it comes to the lawyering side?
Well, I think that one of the main aspects is the development of certification programs. Five states currently have certification programs for seed quality.
Okay.
So that's going to be important because, you know, there's all sorts of seeds out there.
Yeah.
That's very important. There's going to be it's called the U.S. National Review Board for Hemp Varieties. They're going to accept applications for essentially patenting genetic varieties.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
if BC Hempco wants to make their own kind or whatever they're making, I see that little look on his face. So that's something
Absolutely. That
they're kind of navigating through now is like, okay, how do you brand this as yours or it's this strain, it's this type of plant? Is that kind of am I on the right page there?
Yeah.
Okay. Is working through that, like, where do you even start? Because that's never been done before.
Well, it's done in other areas. This is essentially a commodity.
Gotcha.
It's a nascent commodity, you know, it's just being developed, but it will be like corn, and the potential is unlimited. Rick and I were talking earlier, you know, Jeremy's wearing his hemp hat.
Yeah, right there.
We were talking about the hemp t-shirts, which are softer than any cotton t-shirt you'll ever get.
Oh, I like that. A nice hemp v-neck. Do you got some v-necks? I don't like a tight neck. This is driving me nuts right now.
He likes the deep V. Capital V.
We'll get the Brock, the Brock V.
Oh.
BC Hemp Co.'s Brock V.
Basically just an open shirt.
Guys, if you're trying to get a date, wear the Brock Deep V from BC Hemp Co. That's cool. Yeah, and so
I got a question for you real quick. So it's a new process for Jeremy, obviously. You said April what?
22nd.
April 22nd. So being a lawyer, is this something new for you? And research-wise, is there much to look back on? I mean, it's kind of new for everybody, isn't it?
It is kind of new for everybody. There's new aspects of it. But in my line of work, much of it is application of what you've done somewhere else.
Oh, gotcha.
In a new area.
Right.
So that's how we do it.
Yeah, because you brought it up, it's a commodity. It's going to be a farmed commodity, and obviously the United States built on agriculture. Oh, yeah. We have areas that we can pull from. That's so crazy to me when I think about it. You guys ever play that game called Pit? It was an old card game.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? And you had all the different commodities. You had corn, and you had to trade, and eventually you had to get all your commodities together. There's someday... hemp is going to be in the game of Pit, and that is just, or it could be, and that's
most, it'll be the most valuable.
It'll be the most valuable one too. That's what Jeremy is hoping for.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to mention.
Yeah,
we're looking at a CBD oil market of 2018 of $618 million.
Wow.
They predict that in 2020, the market's going to go to $22 billion.
Oh my God,
30% increase or 30-fold increase in 4 years.
You got some lawyering to do there, buddy. You got some
somewhere. Yeah, I hope so.
That's awesome, man. That's incredible.
What's the right now? And sorry if the questions are open ended because I'm not even sure where to kind of drive this because this is a very integral part of it. It's easier to talk about hemp coffins than try and figure out how to ask a lawyer a decent question. What's been maybe the most difficult thing you've kind of run into, or maybe kind of the biggest hurdle? Don't want to put you on the spot, but as you've started this process, maybe what's something you're like, man, that's kind of difficult. Tough.
It's going to be relentless education.
Gotcha.
You have to educate. Rick's going out to Eau Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy's worked with the Department of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
It's educating people because they still are confused with hemp and cannabis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And well, and learning from Jeremy all this, which has been so great. And like we tell everyone with this podcast is this is strictly information and you to make up your own mind. And it's been great because I've learned more in the last however many weeks we've done this, 15
Absolutely.
Weeks.
Yeah.
And knowing that there's a certain level of THC in that makes it able to be hemp. And there's a lot going on. So I think that's...
Yeah. I meant marijuana. So marijuana and hemp.
Yeah.
And the definitions, less than 0.3 is hemp.
Yep.
And above that is technically marijuana, though. In some states, the regulation's a little different.
Yeah.
I understand in North Carolina, it can be higher.
It can be higher. So. Okay.
Some people, too, don't always understand that it's hemp is cannabis sativa.
Yeah.
So it's still cannabis plant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the hemp is derived from that 0.3 THC content.
Yeah. So, and that's what they said is just getting out to people because I'm thinking of Wade drawing up some form of bill or contract and making sure people understand what exactly the product is, where it's coming from, what they're getting. That's got to be maybe a little tedious, maybe a little eye numbing at times.
Being a lawyer is eye numbing all the time.
He's been doing that since college, man. I love it. What's kind of the next project you're working on for BC Hemp Co. or just in general when it comes to this? You got some things you guys are the next step for you?
BC Hemp Co. is engaged in becoming part of a processing facility.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we'll be working on next. So you've got the growing aspect of it.
Yep.
And then you've got the processing aspect of it.
That's a whole new other monster there.
Yeah. They're looking to be totally vertically integrated.
Yeah. I love it, man. That's fantastic. So you definitely got your work cut out for you, which is good. Obviously, you're with a great team, BC Hemp Co. We've gotten to know these guys and really excited for it.
What's the general consensus from like the government and the people you guys have to deal with? I mean, are they listening? Are they aggressive?
That's a good question. Yeah, yeah.
Good. That is a good question. They're not aggressive. They are listening, but like all government, very
apprehensive.
Treading lightly. Yeah,
exactly.
It seems like very few of them that are on their certain platforms. Make him a hemp phone leash so it doesn't fall and hit the ground.
Hemp case.
There you go. Oh, we're gonna give you more products. You know what to do with, Jeremy. I love it. At this point, because it's still so new, they've all been on platforms of not supporting it because it was illegal, but now it's becoming illegal, and now we're seeing them saying like, well. Remember what I said back in, 08, where I was like, I'm totally against it. It's the devil's stuff. But now I'm like, well, I get it. And I got some people that want to, you know, put some money towards my campaign and do this and lobbyists and everything. Yeah. I can see that kind of shift where they're like, oh, maybe we're not totally on board.
I think you can answer this better, but I think lobbying from, it's coming. To states.
It's gotta.
I'd imagine it's already occurred in Colorado in some variety thereof. They're just too big of industry going on right there for somebody not to have a.
Well, yeah.
Somebody
made $1 billion in revenue last year.
But
in profit.
That, we, again, just like this industry being the kind of the first in setting standards, if we're going to do that, then we need to lobby in the right fashion. If you're going to do it in the right way, not the way the government normally lobbies in a very self-serving manner.
How big oil is done for years and years and years.
Not your individual premise.
Yeah.
That starts here in the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put your foot down.
This is so great. We have seen so much. We've seen your accounting side. We've seen the guys doing the numbers. Now we're seeing. I didn't even think about lawyers in this. It's like, yeah, that's kind of a big part. That's absolutely. A lot to navigate.
We took a trip out to Colorado, and man, we got to bring Wade with us.
Yeah,
nice. And it was awesome, man. Like, you know, it was a good time. We learned a lot.
Yeah,
The differences. Met with farmers.
Yeah,
retailers, all types of stuff, and it was a good experience to partake with our. Friend and attorney, and it's awesome.
And seeing that side too, because like you and I, we were talking about getting our own weed named after us. And there's tape we got to cut through on this until we get that. It's easy to be the ideas and everything, but thank God there's people like Wade that are organized. And like, all right, this is what we got to do first before we do that. Yeah, I mean, is there certain things maybe that you've run into that you're like, all right, no, we can't do this, we can't do that, we got to watch this, that you've found out in your research at this point? Or has it all been kind of navigating on your own and it hasn't been that difficult?
It hasn't been that difficult.
Okay, good.
There'll be hiccups.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yep.
You've got the situation, I don't know if you've heard about this, but a producer in Kentucky was shipping across the country to Colorado, and they got stopped in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and they confiscated $400,000 worth of hemp.
Oh,
arrested,
boy.
Put 8 guys in jail for a week or something like that, and it got all sorted out, but there's going to be stuff like that happening.
Well, that just puts a bad name on it, too.
Well, that's what I was thinking, is because now with it being so new, like alcohol, we have a clear set of laws. Like, I can't do certain things because of the age group that's there.
Right.
It's very clear cut. So now you guys are almost cutting out that path as you're moving forward.
Yeah. That's what's part of the greatness of being involved.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, you're learning new stuff and creating new stuff. That's fantastic, man. How did you get hooked up with Wade? What was it? Just did you call a bunch of places like, hey, we're a hemp company? Or
not at all. If you want to.
Kathy's Riverside.
I've never been there. Is that where I got to go to find a lawyer?
That's where you got to go to find a good one.
Find a good one. I like that. So you guys just met and started talking?
Yeah,
or?
That's how it went.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just like you said, people face to face, getting out there.
Yeah, we talked for probably about an hour.
Really?
When we first met, and told him my story and let him know where myself and it was a newly developed company. It actually wasn't even developed at the time.
Yeah, we helped him with the operating agreement.
So you've been since the beginning, pretty much.
Yeah.
Ground floor.
Wow. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I just think that's so cool that you were open-minded enough. And like I said, I know we're on that kind of switch right now, but for you to see the potential in Jeremy and his company and also potential in the industry.
I believe in the product totally.
Yeah.
It's been repressed for way too long.
Yeah.
It's a great product. The CBD is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Well, like you said, the amount that what it's going to be worth, for God's sakes, is that a hemp suit? It is.
No.
Isn't it?
No. I would like it to be. It's no. hemp colored.
Yeah,
no.
So, there you go. Someday.
Not yet.
Well, this is really cool. Anything else that you want to touch on? I know we've kind of covered a big basics. I'm sure you could probably talk for hours on what you do on a daily basis and things like that. But I think kind of the main meat and potatoes is right there.
Yeah, I think we've covered pretty much what I would want to cover.
Awesome.
Conversation.
Well, I'm excited for you guys. I'm glad you are with such a great company, and I'm glad you found him.
Before we go, though,
yeah,
I'd like to meet her. What's her name?
Oh, Allison. Yeah, we haven't said. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
How you doing over there?
Good.
Good. She's been sitting there patiently. Yeah. You didn't even offer her your chair. Rude.
Well,
rude. I did.
He did.
Well, she deferred. She deferred. Before. Okay.
She's got the young legs. She can stand longer than me. I'm like, can I just sit? I'm tired. Allison, right?
Yeah.
How old are you?
10.
10. Yeah. And you're on summer vacation right now?
Yep.
You helping Dad with work, finding mushrooms? Are there still? I don't even know enough about it.
No. Well, yeah, there's mushrooms out there.
Yeah,
I help them with that.
Well, good. Are you like
out there right now? We were looking for this morning.
Oysters.
Okay. Oysters. Yeah. Is that a mushroom, or are you looking for actual oysters? Yeah. I was thinking
oyster mushroom will blow your mind because it's 10 months out of the year it grows.
Yeah.
And it tastes just as good as a morel.
Oh, no. Whoa.
You find it in 30, 40-pound increments.
Well, you just tell me this now. You've been holding out on me.
Get to the woods with me.
God, I can't. I did try that fishing spot we talked about, that one up there. Yeah, so.
So you got a new, is it brother, sister?
Brother.
Brother. And is it just you then, you and your brother, or do you have any other siblings?
Well, I have a sister, a brother, and then another baby on the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Slow down, Rick.
Good guess. Slow down after this. The brakes are on.
Well, thank you for coming in. We're glad we got to see you, and we hope you have a great summer vacation.
Okay.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Wade, great meeting you. Good luck, guys, with everything. And hopefully we get back in. We can talk more lawyer stuff. I'll probably need you at some point because I make a lot of mistakes.
Do you represent morning shows?
Actually, real quick, totally off subject. Last question. What could I do to maybe get arrested for criminal mischief? Is there anything you think that's not terrible?
Only about 99% of what you do.
Yeah.
Just be yourself, man.
Just be you.
Just be out in the public.
I just thought it'd be kind of fun to have that, like, what did Brock do? Oh, it was criminal mischief.
Right. Brock wants that on his high school jacket.
Yeah.
You got football, track band, criminal mischief.
Criminal mischief.
I'll tell you, I think there's one way. Miley Cyrus's bus showed up in Denver one time, and I was walking around, and I was literally sniffing around, just checking the bus out, and the security came up and they said that criminal mischief could be. And
perfect.
I was like, what?
You keep snooping around?
I'm just sniffing around.
Just sniffing around, man.
Yeah. You know?
He wasn't walking around. He was sniffing around. All right, well, we just need to find a new tour bus, and I'll go sniffing around.
There you go.
And then I'll get my criminal mischief. I'll call Wade. He'll get me all the charges dropped. We'll be good to go. Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Again, everyone, thank you for listening. And of course, as always, make up your own mind. Do your research. Learn. Ask questions. That is what this is all about, just trying to spark that conversation and grow together and learn together. All this is done on our behalf, so we just want you to listen and learn and make up your own mind. We'll see you guys next time on the WIRX podcast.
The following podcast has been produced by WIRX Radio for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical, legal, or professional advice and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this company, our promotional sponsors, or advertisers.